Back with you on The Takeaway, I'm Tanzina Vega, and it's tax filing season starting today, but things could get messy for the IRS this year. Agency workers are finally set to return today after a month-long furlough during the government shutdown, but new rules under the Republican tax bill could add to taxpayer confusion in the coming weeks. Laura Davison is a tax reporter for Bloomberg, and she's here to talk us through what to expect. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So lots happening at the IRS. I'm sure a lot of Americans feel one way about it versus, you know, others. But the agency had, you know, issues with staffing and funding before the shutdown. What are some of the main issues they're facing right now?
So one of the first questions is how quickly and how many people will come back to work at the IRS. They had a lot of trouble last week getting back. They started the shutdown with just about 9,000 workers, basically one in seven, one in eight. Once they realized that the shutdown might extend into the filing season, they were going to call back a little bit over half of their workers. But they had problems getting people to show up. They either couldn't reach people or people said, look, I can't afford to come into work. I can't afford to put my child in child care. And so the question is today, are they going to have enough people and are they going to be able to do all the things that they need to do? You know, they can start accepting returns and issuing refunds today. This is the agency's biggest time. And they're sort of doing all of this with one arm behind their back.
So they're understaffed. And the question remains, of course, this is coming at a time when there are also new changes to our tax laws. What is I'm hearing lots of things between withholding changes and deduction changes. What's a big thing that people need to be aware of with this tax, with the new tax rules?
So one of the biggest things that will affect people kind of widespread is that more people will take the standard deduction this year. So this is basically a simpler way of filing. It means that you don't get all of these deductions for certain things, whether that be charitable contributions or for your mortgage interest on your home loan. But it is a simpler process. So you basically file one form, you get a $24,000 deduction if you're a family, and it'll be easier. So about 70% of people had done this in the past. Now that'll increase to about 90%. However, it can be tricky to know whether you fall, whether it's more advantageous to take the simpler version or if you have enough of these special credits and deductions that you'll qualify for the more complicated path. And that's what people are figuring out. And they're looking at the size of refunds, and that's really not clear yet to people. And even to the IRS, they're not sure if refunds are going to be bigger or smaller this year.
Well, that's the big question. I mean, how much not only are our refunds going to get out in a timely fashion, given this little delay and staffing issues, but also how much we rely on refunds? Are we expected to get bigger or smaller refunds? We don't know. But we're getting a sense that there might be people owing more money to the IRS this year.
Yeah, so this is one of the concerns that Democrats raised right after the law was passed, is that the withholding tables, so these are basically what employers look and figure out how much they should take out of your paycheck each week or each month. There was some confusion over whether, you know, they were basically people were going to see a similar refund to what they saw last year. And so the Government Accountability Office, which basically sort of a watchdog looking at different agencies within the government, they found that about 18% of people last year were underwithheld, meaning that they would owe money to the IRS when it came April 15th. This year, that'll be about 21%. So not a huge increase, but a lot of people that, you know, have probably always gotten a refund in the past or maybe just a small refund will now find out that they owe money, which could be a big deal, particularly if you wait to the last minute to file. You could see that you have a tax bill of, you know, a couple thousand dollars that you suddenly have to come up with the money for that.
There will be a lot of surprised Americans, Laura. Laura Davison is a tax reporter for Bloomberg. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.